Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Spoiler Rest of the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Kacharski's here. Mike is a new friend. Mike is the co-owner and vice president of JKC Trucking, which is a controlled temperature freight trucking company out of Chicago. They operate all over the middle part of the country, and he's got hundreds of employees and hundreds of vehicles, and they own their vehicles too, by the way, folks. So I'm looking forward to our conversation with Mike. Mike Kacharski, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's good to have you here. So my first question is, Cubs or White Sox?
White Sox.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known that to start with. No, I'm
sorry.
Kidding.
I was born in the South Side, so
South Side. Southeast, you got to be for the White Sox. Well, I grew up in Lake County, Indiana, over on the East Side, and my cousin played for St. Louis, so they came up and played the Cubs. So I became a Cub fan while I was rooting for the Cards. Hey, Mike, how you've been in business in the trucking business for several decades, haven't you?
Correct. My father started the business.
Is that yeah? And so when did he start the business? When was it founded?
My father bought his first truck in 1977. I was born in 1978.
Wow!
So we've been around quite some time.
Yeah, I see that. So and it's controlled, right? You guys have refrigerator trucks, basically.
So yeah. So JKC, just to give you a quick summary, JKC is the biggest refrigerated LTL carrier based out of Chicago. We specialize in refrigerated and frozen LTL shipments, and LTL means less than truckload.
Right.
We service the entire Midwest, the whole West Coast, and back. Our main terminal here is based out of Summit, Illinois. We also have two other terminals located in California. We have a terminal in Santa Fe Springs, California, which is in Southern Cal, East LA, and then one terminal in Stockton, California, which is located in NorCal.
Right. But nothing in the middle. It's interesting that you don't have a place in Denver or somewhere like that.
We were thinking about opening a place in Wyoming. But we're still working on that. Still be determined.
So, you've got 300 employees?
Yes. We have a little bit over 200 drivers and then we have around 300 employees.
A lot of times when people think of the trucking industry, they think of truckers who own their own rigs and join companies with their own rigs or whatever, you hear the commercials and all that, but whether in a controlled temperature type of a part of the industry, you kind of have to control the equipment too, don't you? So is that the reason why you own your own?
Correct. So yeah, the drivers that own their own equipment, they're called owner operators. And yes, what we did is a little bit different model. My father started as an owner operator and then expanded the company, got more drivers. So we have company drivers, company equipment, and it's a family-owned business.
Yeah. All right. So is your dad still in the business?
Yes, sir. Yes, he is. He's here every day. he's working hard every day. He's in charge of the maintenance shop. That's his favorite. That's where his main office is. And
yeah,
he's taking care of the equipment and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Once a trucker, always a trucker, right?
Correct. Yes, that's the truth. Once a trucker, always a trucker.
So how is it? What's it like being in a part of a family business in the trucking industry?
You know, it's just like every other business. You know, it's got its good parts, and some days it's got its bad parts. It's nice, you know, working with family. Sometimes, you know, we don't all agree upon everything, but I like it. I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Anybody else in the family work in the company besides you and your dad?
Just me and my father.
Yeah.
Occasionally my mother. and that's it.
She just comes in to break a tie sometimes. Is that what you're saying?
So, she comes in to mix things up.
I bet. So
I tell my mother and father I wish I had more brothers and sisters so you help me run this company.
No kidding. You're outvoted, right? So Mike, talk to us about the trucking industry prior to COVID-19. Up to 2020, how was the trucking industry, the controlled temperature freight industry, how was that?
It was booming. We were doing great business. Actually, I was, turning business down because I had too much business to handle. Everybody talks about the driver shortage, and driver shortage is a real thing. I had more freight coming at me. It's really easy to run out and buy some more equipment and trucks and trailers. The dealer will gladly sell it to you and get it to you. But the problem is filling those trucks and trailers with bodies. We were rocking real hard. The economy was great, and then COVID hit and kind of put a lot of ripples to the industry.
How far down did your business go from say February of this year to say the end of May? How far did you go down?
It went down far. To give you an example, we haul perishable goods, frozen goods, and half of the business goes to groceries,
restaurants,
and retail, and the other half, yes, correct, restaurants, casinos, hotels, all those places. And then the other half of the business is the food service. That's what I was referring to, food service. And when COVID shut down, food service is half of our business fell. I think our worst week was Easter week in March. Our business fell 50% of volume.
Wow.
And because the volumes fell 50%, everybody was fighting for it. And our rates fell up to 54%. And that's where you saw the protesters with the truck drivers, the owner operators that you were speaking of earlier,
right,
going to Washington and protesting in front of the White House to protect them from the brokers. Because what happened is, the brokers and everybody took advantage of the situation, and the loads went to lowest bidders. And, at points, I'll tell you the truth, it was cheaper to park our trucks than to do it. Some of these people that agreed to these rates, really put himself in the hole.
Mm-hmm. So quickly, and I've got to go to a break in a second, but in 20 seconds, did you have a lot of trucks loaded up with stuff that was perishable that nobody would take delivery of? Did you wind up getting stuck with some inventory?
I did not. We were fortunate enough, everybody took everything we had.
Good.
I was stuck with a lot of empty trucks. That was the problem.
Yeah, it was the empty trucks, right? When we come back, folks, we're going to get Mike to talk to us about how the PPP program helped him and what his company looks like going forward. That's Mike Kacharski with JKC Trucking.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.